Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back. It's a Chickies Monday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, biggest win of the year, most convincing against the Giants. Your thoughts?
Victory! Come on, damn it, let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly.
As the world is watching, after the worst performance of his career last week,
yep,
on a Victory Monday, the world was watching Ike Reese. The countdown was on. We all thought it as the clock hit zero on the game yesterday. What is Ike's victory going to be like? And my friend, you came through for all of us.
All right, there we go.
That is a primetime player right there.
There we go.
That is a primetime player.
And
yeah,
if I'm being honest.
Yes, sir.
I left a little bit more for a bigger victory. I'm just saying, for a bigger victory down the road.
Come on, it's just the Giants.
Yeah, come on. Man.
Scum of the earth.
That was more about me redeeming myself than last week.
Yeah.
And totally. You did. You did redeem yourself. We are at Chickies and Pete's, as we are on every Victory Monday. Well,
talk
every Monday as well. Well, I mean.
Now, let me get in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I was going to wait.
Let me get in
I
here.
Just wanted you to get in there.
Let me get in here.
Get in there.
Listen.
Yeah.
I hate to be the guy. That guy.
Ooh.
I'm rarely that guy.
What is
that? I'm going to be that guy today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that guy today. I told you this thing had been building for a few weeks. What you saw yesterday.
Told you so, guy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I hate to be that guy, but okay. I got to be that guy today.
All right.
Because this thing has been building. And yesterday, forget about the opponent. I don't care about that. Guess what, Spike?
Yes.
Fritzy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know who the opponent is?
Yourself.
There you go.
Mm. Like a true athlete, Spike.
It's ourself. That's who the opponent has been. And I thought yesterday they finally overcame themselves. Wasn't a flawless game. We'll comb through the game. Listen, they have their two or three series of lapses every game where things are just going to stall out.
Sure.
I mean, Jalen took a sack yesterday. I was throwing stuff at the TV, yelling at it. Are you serious? I mean, how far are you going to run backwards?
Yeah. Was it 20 yards?
Yeah, just
yards,
give up on the play, bro.
Yep, yep.
But,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that doesn't deter me or distract me. From what I saw from the running game, finally, let's start with the running game. Finally. What is the second play of the game? Saquon to the house?
Yep.
Finally, we got a chance to see that. right? So I'm great with that. The running game has been sort of working its way to that. We'll get into the under the center, all of that stuff. We'll get into the nuts and bolts and the X's and O's. We'll get into that stuff.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying
I was excited about the running game yesterday. Tank Bigsby, I mean, what looked to be a wasted trade a month ago. The guy can't even field kickoffs, hurting the team. Well, you saw what he's really best at. That's at running the football.
Howie, the luckiest GM on earth?
And as a, well, listen, as a complimentary running back, if you follow the league, we all knew Tank Bigsby was a good running back in Jacksonville.
Sure.
Solid. Nothing great, but if he's going to be your complimentary back,
yep,
then that's what he's going to be. Problem was we miscasted him as a kickoff return guy.
Wasn't good at that.
And that didn't work.
No.
Got that going. Offense, give Kevin Petullo some credit. Give him some credit. Make sure the praise is just as loud as the criticism was. Mm-hmm. Kevin Petullo, over the last, really since the season has begun, he's been building towards this. And whether it's the chemistry, the continuity, all these things, an understanding, everybody being on the same page, it's starting to come together. Understanding what putting pieces in the right place, and then the execution from the offense. So the offense has looked better over the last month. We can agree with that. I want to give Kevin Petullo his credit for that. We'll give Jalen all his credit. No, I want to make sure I give the offensive coordinator his credit for what the offense has looked like. They've continued to evolve. And then Jalen Hurts yesterday, I thought, had another solid performance, made plays when needed to be made, take care of the football. You know, listen, the tush push, we'll get into that. We were fortunate on the tush push play where they quote unquote blew the whistle before the play was dead.
Sure.
Whatever. We were fortunate there. But I thought Jalen, another adequate, efficient football game. It was great to see the offense just operate. It's great to see just the offense operate. And this is the first time they look like the 2024 Super Bowl champion Eagle offense. Yesterday was the first time they looked like that.
I agree.
There's something to be said about that. I think they had their most total yards.
They did.
They scored their highest amount of points, right?
It's like, the first time they've outgained an opponent this year.
First time they outgained an opponent?
Yep.
It's starting to come together. Gets me excited for the second half of the season. And we got a tough schedule coming up. But I'm excited about what we can be. I got to be honest with you. Forget about what I predicted. For the first time this year, from a feeling standpoint, what I feel inside of me, we can go back-to-back. That's what I felt after yesterday's game. If we can do this, we can go back-to-back.
215-592-9494.
All right, it's going to be a good Monday.
Well, yeah, it is.
I felt the same thing
it's
watching
be a good
it.
Monday, yeah.
In that of the eight games they played this year, this was the first time I've watched the Eagles and said, "Oh, that team can win the Super Bowl."
Right.
You know, even in the wins, and I know we convinced ourselves in the close wins and things like. And I know it was just the Giants yesterday, but it was just the Giants 2 weeks ago
who handed it to them,
dominated them, and they went in there, and it was not just the offense. It felt like it was the first time that we were watching the entire team look like the 2024 Eagles team. I thought they were tough on defense. They finally got to the quarterback,
yeah,
and they did so. It was Jalen Hunt getting to the quarterback. It was Jalen mm-hmm. Carter getting to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. They were tackling tough, you know, like they were. And Jackson Dart's a good player, but they were making life difficult on him.
Yep.
It was the first time this year where we didn't have to blitz to get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We were getting to the quarterback just with normal pressure. And from offense, it's just that's the word I'm looking for. That's the prototype right there for the Philadelphia Eagles. Is to be able to run the football.
That's the blueprint.
It is the blueprint. And then it allows Jalen to go in there and make plays and be efficient and throw the ball 20 or 25 times, however many times they throw it, but do it in a productive way, in a productive, to quote Jack, meaningful way with big chunks of yardage to get touchdowns. And he spread the ball around. And you know, Devontae had his six catches, but Goddard had catches. I think he only had 24 or 25 or 30 yards, but Saquon had four catches as well, you know, spreading the ball around. I just thought from an entire team perspective, the offense looked good. And it showed on offense when the Eagles are best, it is when they are running the football effectively. Yeah. And to give Kevin Petullo a little bit of credit as well, not just the under the center, which we've beaten to death.
Yep.
Last week we saw the first time we've seen the six offensive linemen
yep.
thing. And they did it even more. I think they did it on almost 20% of the snaps. And if at a certain point they had a look at ourselves and said and themselves and say, we are not getting it done. With the, I know we have all this talent on the offensive line.
We got to adjust.
But it's not getting it done.
Yeah.
We're not getting it done. We're going to have to adjust, and they adjusted. So that was, it was an exciting game to watch just because they were putting their foot on the team's throat. Every time that it looked like the Giants could get back into it, right? Because mm-hmm. they answered right
they
away.
Hung in there, yeah.
They hung in there. But every time they answered, the offense came in. And went and put another score up on the board and just said, you know what, you're gonna have to score 40 points to beat us today. And I thought it was a great game for the Eagles. And we haven't mentioned his name at all, but a credit to Nick Sirianni. Because, yeah. you know, in the last 2 years, there have been opportunities for this team to unravel. You know, and if they do, he's going to get blamed for it. And if they don't, he should get credit for it as well. If he's yeah. not going to call plays, that is what he is in charge of. He is in charge of the culture, in charge of the leadership, those sorts of things. So I think we have to give him credit as well.
I agree.
Jack, anything?
Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
2 touchdowns.
Welcome back, Saquon.
Plus 500.
All right.
110 yards rushing.
Jackie Rosier.
125 yards rushing. Closed it out with 150. It was a good football Sunday.
No, listen.
I told you guys on Friday.
Chauncey Fritz.
I told you guys on Friday. Run the ball.
Oh,
run the ball. They still can do it. They still can do it. They're back.
Listen. Now, listen. I thought yesterday would be a day where Saquon could establish himself.
Wasn't it nice to see the 68-yard run?
Are you kidding me?
I thought to myself, oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Yes, sir. Where have you been? Where have you been? We've been missing you all year long.
And undefeated in the Kelly Greens, 5-0.
We already know.
Go back to it.
Listen, they're a different allegiance, you know, amongst the offense as we root for the entire offense and the Eagles team. One thing that's universal is 26.
Everybody loves 26.
Yeah, you're damn right. Everybody loves 26.
Well, that's what I said last week when I called him Saint Saquon because nobody says anything bad about Saquon.
Nope, can't say anything bad about Saquon. Yep. I'll fight you to death.
And one more piece of credit.
Saquon,
one more piece of credit. Will Shipley, kick return game.
Oh, yeah.
Kick return game's been dreadful all year as we put a guy back there.
Well, we got Bigsby out of there. And shout out to Bigsby. Got 100 yards yesterday, but
you're
not really a good kickoff returner.
Well, and he had never done it. I don't know why they traded for him to do it. It's pretty weird. But Will Shipley was great returning kicks, and that field position's a big deal, you know? So.
No, seriously. I mean, listen, the exciting whites have been low, man.
Yes.
They needed something to get them going.
Coop
got robbed out of a sack, forced fumble a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Reed Blankenship out here getting cooked like
we needed something.
Chicken breast.
Yes.
We needed something to go on. And Will Shipley yesterday, we needed that.
Absolutely.
We needed that.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. As always, Corey, you're on WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, baby. Hey, don't look now, but I know somebody that got more touchdowns than Baker Mayfield. Higher QBR, higher passer rating. Hey, Big Nav, don't ever come on my radio station talking about Dak no MVP.
Oh, yeah, we're going to ask him about that today.
I know you weren't here today. Don't do it. Don't do it. Cowboy Jim, don't do it, baby, because we back. Man, Saquon Barkley, back boy, that boy, he's back, man. Tank Bigsby, I mean, like Ike said, we knew he could play, but, hey, I didn't know he could run like this. Nah, he was dragging boys yesterday. Get off. Man, what was it? Second and 31?
We didn't see A.J. Dillon.
Second and 31? Hurst took a dumb play running back. Man, Bigley said, man, watch this. He's dragging cats. Get off. I'm like, what? Defense showed up. Number 58, Jalen. Hey, imagine being number 58 and your last name being Hunt, baby. Hey, Jalen, you finally showed up. Welcome to the party. Because I was worried last week. I said, we gave you the keys to the Ferrari too soon. I might have been wrong. You know what? Go ahead. You can grab the Porsche too, baby, after yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Jackson Dart wasn't dancing yesterday. He wasn't doing all that dancing and all that. Where was all that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we showed up. Kevin Petullo, I see you doing pop passes. You got Xavier Gibson coming on doing a pop pass. You know what I'm saying? Running play action, handoff, man, and then Hurst in the pocket. Put my man in the MVP race. Listen, man. First of all, Jonathan Taylor, Jonathan Taylor is disqualified. If Saquon can't win the MVP, Jonathan Taylor, you're disqualified. Who else?
Doesn't mean he doesn't deserve.
Yeah,
the
let
MVP.
Me ask you this.
Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP.
I almost think Saquon. I would have hoped Saquon would open the door for something like people thinking about Jonathan Taylor should maybe win the MVP.
Well, McCaffrey should have opened the
door. That's cool. But, hey, they didn't give it to him, so he can't get it.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? My boy on 15-1, and he ain't even getting no route. All them tush-push touchdowns y'all been crying about for years ain't had one. When last time he had a tush-push touchdown? You know what I'm saying?
Been
this
a little
boy
while.
In a pocket. This boy in a pocket.
Yeah, he's playing real quarterback now.
Who wants some?
Yeah.
Who wants some? Hey, man, Dallas Goedert. Hey, my boy looked like he wanted an extension. We about
Seriously.
To trade him. It's the best season of his career. My boy out there doing this. Hey,
remember, Elliott was trying to trade him all offseason.
Seven touchdowns.
Yeah.
Look, I got y'all. Look, Draymond Jones, the trade is on the way. I'm letting y'all know it's coming in the
hall. Who the hell is Draymond Jones?
Miami, I think.
The guy on the Warriors?
He play with the Titans.
What does he play?
I think he's an edge on Miami, isn't he?
Are you on the Titans?
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
Is he a Buckeye?
Hey, don't worry about that. All I'm saying is
okay,
that. All I'm telling you is that he on the way, baby. Go back!
Yeah. You don't ever have to ask,
is he a Buckeye?
Is he a Buckeye? I know.
Yeah.
Should have known the answer. Now, we got to start looking at the Patriots roster.
Oh, stop.
We'll get to that in a minute. Not yet. Don't do the show before the show. Well, I guess it is the show, but not yet. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
Come on, Yoshi. Man, Spike, Big Ice, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday. What's poppin', fellas?
What's up, boo?
Oh, hey, God.
How you doing 2-0 over the weekend, baby? Let's not let Ike get in between us. Ike said
oh, balls.
Haters.
I don't want to get between y'all.
Holy
y'all.
God.
You hate her. I heard you on Friday. Let's not do this.
That's right. I'm trying to save you and us.
What is that voice you just did, by the way?
Hey, man, it ain't physical, bro. What's name? It's just emotional. It's just emotional. Come on now. Put your head in the right place, all right? Pause.
Nope.
Anyway.
That's wrong show.
Hey, man. I feel good today. What's name? We got our lick back. It ain't nothing better than watch your backups come in before the 2-minute warning and take victory formation. Hey, Corey, you said 15-1. You got to say it right. 70% passing, 15 tutties to one INT in the first 8 games, and only 2 people ever did it. That's Mr. Boring Drew Brees. Only 2 people ever did it in NFL history. That boy back. Hey, man, 150, 104. Tank Bisbee can't feel a daggone kickoff, but he can tote that ball. The boy had almost 800 yards last year as the second daggone running back in Jacksonville. He can tote that ball now. Hey, when Mulata come up here this week, he can say it with pride. One block away, finally it hit, baby, and it hit more than one time because Saquon was out. I mean, zoom, 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 zoom. It was a great game to watch, man. Spike, you killed another fantasy player. Prayers go out to Scatterboo.
Scatterbo, man.
It's the worst fantasy injury season in history. I'm about to give up.
Pour one out for him.
You're killing everybody. I just love yesterday. That team had balance. It was fluidity to the team out there yesterday. And I love the way Tom Brady just gushes over Jalen. He roots for him.
That's why everybody in the fan base loves Tom Brady right now, because he gushes over Jalen.
Yeah, everybody forgets. He cheated against us. Jaylen, he stole a Super Bowl from us.
No one remembers that at this point. it was almost 30 years ago.
But we beat him up and took one back. So we all good.
That's right. There you go.
Talk to me, Irie. Talk to me, man. And Bam, love you, boy, but I don't know what you're looking at, man. Jalen Hunt had a good game, but them two picks ain't never coming to fruition.
No, two picks.
Hey, Irie's on the way out the door. Give me my nut roll, baby.
Yes,
Victory.
Sir. Victory.
You know, it had it. And Jordan will be here at 6 for the Jordan Mailata show at 6, and the Players Lounge, of course, at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. Had to feel good for the offensive line yesterday
to push people around.
I mean, an entire season of beating the crap out of people and being really the key, as well as Saquon played last year. That last season was an offensive line season.
Yeah.
And to come in here with largely the same personnel, only missing one guy, to come in here and have the season go as difficult as it's gone for them must have been frustrating, you know. And yesterday, to be able to not have 100-yard running back, but 200-yard running backs with a backup center, Brett Toth. You have to give Brett Toth credit. It must have just felt really good for the offensive line yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure for the whole Stoutland University, that includes coach and his players alike. You know, they take pride in being sort of the face of the Philadelphia Eagles when we talk about the physicality, when we talk about playing as a unit, playing as a team, playing unselfishly, playing for the guy next to you, playing with the guy next to you. That's what the offensive line has always resembled. And to have that standard of excellence, that's what they have set as a standard, and it led to a championship. And to not play at that level to this point in the season, I'm pretty sure it was pretty frustrating for them.
Sure.
I'm sure they take pride in it, and it's hard to sort of every week try to figure out ways to express that frustration while also trying to express encouragement and belief that we're striving for the same thing and trying to get better. We acknowledge that we aren't playing as well as we should, but believe me, we're close and we're working at it. And so to finally see their fruits of their labor yesterday is one of those games I'm sure they take a ton of pride in, because quite frankly, listen, they've set the standard for what it has been. And we know the running game hasn't been what everyone has expected, including them, what they expect.
Sure.
You see what can happen if you give the running backs just a little bit of daylight. This is what they can
do. It's game over. They're unbeatable if they can run the ball.
This is what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to your point about them expressing confidence, you know, we talk to Jordan every week. And when he was saying we're close, we got to a point last week where I asked him, is there a moment where you say you're close and maybe you don't believe it anymore,
right?
You know? And I'm sure they were confident, but I'm also sure it had to feel good to get one of those games, you know, under their belt.
Oh, yeah, because listen, when you are at this thing and we talk about sticking to the process, I know it sometimes sounds like lip service, but it's really not lip service. It truly is what the DNA and the makeup of great teams, great businesses, great organizations are made of is sticking to the process.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a proven formula already. Don't deviate from that.
Right.
That was the thing that was frustrating about the potential discourse coming out of the locker room, is that it's still early enough that you guys don't have to abandon the process. Just keep working at it, and you're going to get to where we all want to be. You've shown us that already. But the moment you start doing the other things, it takes your attention away from the main thing. And what you're seeing is this team, for the most part, is focused on that, and they all are working to get better. And that's why this team is getting better. I said this a couple weeks ago. I'd rather be a team that's trending in the right direction of getting better versus a team that some that looks like they peaked early in the season, week four, week five, week six.
Yeah.
You're playing your best football now. Because now you got to maintain that football for the next 12 weeks. I'd rather assent to that. And that's what the Eagles are doing, much like they did last year.
Especially when you can do it with a good record. You know, yeah. it's a lot.
As long as you're winning.
As long as you have wins.
It's difficult when you're getting the losses and they pile up. But here's the thing that I'll tell you. And I use the Chiefs as a reference point. Their last couple of seasons, well, last year, even though the record looked great, people were still doubting them. And they only lost one game last year. But it didn't look good. The couple of years prior to that, they got off to a slow start, and they got better at the end of the year. Teams that have that type of success every year, they know how to stick to the process. That's where the Eagles are now. That's why they can't deviate from the process. Stick to it.
215-592-9494. Are you back? Are you back? Seems like the Eagles are back. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the bye week back at Chickies next Wednesday, November 5th. WIP broadcasting all morning, all afternoon, supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.